Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Comes on Sunday every week to get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget, we have a blog, too, and you can either visit the blog on my site or you can go directly to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. Or you can, and I should say, you can subscribe to the blog, which means it'll come to you every day, Monday through Friday, which will give you an article and the interviews that I've done that day. We'll wing those puppies right over to you so you can listen and read to your little heart's content, or you can visit them at our sites. And I hope you'll check it out because it's all done for you. It's all designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful because we introduce you on the show to the really smart members of our Brain Trust, not the least of which, in fact, the most of which, is our good friend Phyllis Martin. Phyllis is a Renaissance woman, as you've heard me say before, ladies and gentlemen. She's an author. One of her books is Word Watchers Handbook. She's a human resources professional. She's a columnist. She's a radio host. And as I say, she's done it all. And I understand cooks a pretty mean Thanksgiving dinner. Phyllis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And they tell me that your Thanksgiving preparation, your Thanksgiving spread that you put out every year is world famous, Phyllis. What do you think?
Well, it is. In fact, people accept before I issue the invitation. So that works pretty well.
But I didn't realize that that's what I needed to do to get invited. That's what I'll have to do. I'll have to send you a note and say, I accept.
You know, I've been thinking about small business people because I've had a couple of examples come along that I wanted to pass on to you.
Okay.
And this has to do with firing. How to fire somebody without getting burned.
On Thanksgiving, on the day after Thanksgiving, you want to talk about firing somebody?
Well, no, I really don't. But
it has to be done, though. It does sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. I have a couple of messages. One, and this does tie in with Thanksgiving, because I think the small business owner tends to have the employees become part of the family, as it were. And once you do that, the employee thinks that he's fireproof, and he or she
is. and so does the employer. I mean, it's this really loathsome thing that you might have to do.
Oh, it's a terrible thing, terrible. But I've been studying firing lately. Not that I really want to, but it has to be done with such care. And I talked with Dr. Alan Lloyd, who is a specialist on this, and he told me about one example, and I'd like to tell the listeners about it if you don't mind. Because
I'd love to hear it.
It's such a potent one. This employee was very bad, late, and sometimes wasn't even there. So he was fired, and then he sued his employer.
Of course.
Of course. And so he had a very smart lawyer. And in the when the thing came to trial, the lawyer asked, well, let me see the records. And so, of course, the employer had them and said, these are all the days that he was late. These are the days he wasn't there. And so the smart attorney said, all right, where do you have the records for the other employees? He didn't. And he said, see, you were singling him out. And so
they were laying in wait for him. They were laying in wait for him, weren't they?
Oh, they were. And so,
according to the attorney,
of course, the employee won a large settlement, and they had to take it back. Isn't that awful?
That's awful. And, you know, to me, the other guy should have had a smart lawyer who said, you know, the other people showed up every day. We didn't have to keep their records.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
But
it's tragic. It's tragic that you can actually get some kind of an award for failing to perform, and that's a sad testimony on American business today, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And of course, I think the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission would have sided with the ex-employee because they said, you know, he was singled out.
So what you're saying is that the lesson we've got to learn is that we really have to keep these records for everybody, or at least if you're starting to track one employee, you better track the other employees.
Oh, absolutely. Best advice that one can give.
Yeah. These are some of the joys of ownership, folks.
When we talk about the wonderful
things about ownership, which we often do on the show, these are not one of those. But it's all part of the job. It's what you got to do. What else do we need to know about firing people?
Well, I think what you need to do is, first of all, check with your government offices, because I found that they aren't the same everywhere, Jim. So look at your local office, your state office, your Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and mm-hmm. find out what those laws are, because you're going to be really hurt if you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think another thing that one can do is to have every employee also give himself a personal appraisal.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, it's hard for them to say they're doing a good job when they aren't. And you have
Well, the other thing, I wonder about the scenario that you gave us, Phyllis, I wonder about if they actually call the guy in and said, okay, this is unacceptable, and I'm giving you, you know, this. I'm writing down here on this paper that it's unacceptable, and I want you to sign it that you have received this information from me and that you understand what you know, that this puts your job in jeopardy, and sign it. And we're going to have to revisit this in 30 days. And if things aren't fixed in 90 days, you know, we're going to have to take some drastic action, which could include firing you. And you got to document that and get them to sign that they were in attendance at the meeting when it was said.
Oh, Jim, you sound like an attorney.
Well, I've been in business a long time, Phyllis. I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of them. And so, yeah, that's one of the things you got to do. But that's not to say, Phyllis, that that's all you have to do. That's just one of the things you have to do.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Yeah.
What else do we need to know?
I think you need to know that if you have some sort of a guidebook for your employees.
Policy manuals.
Yeah, document this. And be very careful what you put in that guidebook, by the way, because sometimes you talk about a happy environment, and if you don't have one, they can get you. So I think you need to actually spell out why somebody could be fired. Could be theft, mm-hmm. could be tardiness, it could be lack of attendance. And all of these, I think, have to be mentioned in your book.
And, you know, Phyllis, there are plenty of organizations and individuals out there who can help you create, or you can buy their already developed policy manuals that have passed the test. They passed the EEOC and the Fair Labor Laws and they're tried and true in court. You can get those. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, folks. The things that Phyllis is talking about. We're going to take a quick break. Phyllis Martin is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, fuss, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of top.
After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Phyllis Martin, the author of Word Watch Handbook, something under 2 million copies sold worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. It's been out for a long time, and it continues to sell like wildfire, and I really encourage you to check it out when you get a chance. Phyllis, tell us where your books are available, please.
Oh, the best way to do is Amazon.com, because that's the one that's print on demand. This book has been around for a while, as you say. This is the 15th printing, but I think anybody who talks should have it. I really do.
Absolutely, folks. If you're using words in your life, you need Phyllis's book. And, folks, 15th printing, something under 2 million copies sold. As you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And Phyllis certainly fits that bill. Phyllis, let's get back into our discussion of hiring and, I should say, firing people.
Right.
The people that I know who have a lot more experience with this in this than me, they have a larger organization, so therefore they fired a lot more people. And what they've determined is a lot of times we put it off too long. And I do believe that if you're putting it off because you're trying to redeem the person and there's something that's possible to be redeemed there, I think that's a worthy cause. I think people have we should invest a little time to try to redeem people and get them on the right path. But once you've gotten to the point where redemption is not possible, you're not doing anybody any favors not to let them go.
Oh, absolutely. And if you can, do a little bit of outplacement with them, either personally through your human resource organizations, or send them, if you can afford to, send them to an outplacement person, because that softens the blow. And it,
all right, so how does that work?
You get in touch with, look in your phone directory under outplacement, and of course if you're going to human resources meetings, you'll know which is the best outplacement outfits in your area.
So you're saying, you know, you say to the person, you know what, you're not going to be able to work here anymore, but I'm going to invest in getting you started somewhere else.
Exactly.
And, okay, now a lot of small business owners can't afford that, Phyllis.
They can't, and that's why I urge them to go either as members or as attendees to human resource associations. In fact,
yep.
You said something earlier, Jim, about looking at somebody else's employee handbook as a guide
yep.
for yours.
Yes.
and when you go to human resources associations, they pass those things around.
Yeah.
And they can also help you do your own outline to help the person without placement. I think the small business owner becomes a human resource specialist, don't you?
Well, they have to. But, Phyllis, the two areas that small business owners don't do a good job in, and I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 times more before the year's out probably, and one of them is marketing, the other is human resources. Human resource management is just not intuitive. Dealing with human beings may be intuitive, but the professional way of dealing with an employee is not always intuitive, and we need help with that. And that's the reason why there are more and more services popping up all throughout the marketplace to help us with these things, to help us with our employees, to help small business owners manage their human resources.
Right, and even the government has some agencies that are not too bad. The Bureau
right.
of Unemployment, for
oh, absolutely.
One, and Bureau of Employment.
Right.
And, I think the best advice I have is the way to prevent having to fire somebody is to hire more carefully.
Say that again. Say that
hire.
Again.
You don't fire if you hire well. And
that's such a smart thing to say, and I appreciate you saying it. But see, if you notice, I didn't say small business owners were not good at firing. I said they're not good at human resources, which includes the hiring process. What we say is okay, here's a person we can hire. Hold the mirror up to their mouth. If they fog the mirror, let's get them in here.
Right.
And that's just a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I think they're too reluctant, the small business owner, of talking about temporary employment, because you get somebody you think looks good and you think you say you're hired, you know, and you love to say that because it produces such a nice reaction.
But you know why we say that? Because we don't want to have to deal with this thing. We want somebody to work for us. We're aggravated because we don't have the other person who left us. And this process that we have to go through is alien to us.
Oh, yes. But use that temporary basis as an audition, really, because it is an audition for both of you.
You know, if I could tell people to do one thing, that if I could give them one gift in the hiring process, it would be patience. If I could only do one thing, I would say, here's patience. Because
yeah.
What happens is we're so impatient to hire anybody that we hire, most of the time when small business owners hire the right person, it's an absolute dumb luck accident.
Oh, unfortunately, you're right. Yeah.
And we just got to get better at it, folks. And when I say us, I'm including me. I'm not as good as I need to be. I'm trying to get better. And that's the reason why we have Phyllis on the show, besides the fact that she's a really cool lady. We have her on the show to talk about these things, and we've all got to get better. And I'll tell you, Phyllis, I really encourage people, small business owners, to take advantage of the resources that are out there, people who are professionals at human resources who have created products that you and I can buy in a lot of different ways in prices that we can afford to help us with our employees.
And of course, now it's so easy to say check references. But
right.
I would try to check them, because what you're going to get, of course, is, you know, she worked here from such and such a day to another. But I once heard you say, Jim, ask if you would rehire that person.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you got to do that.
To the ahs and the ers.
That's one of the things that we'd always do is check references. Phyllis, we got to wrap it up. I got to move on. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, thank you. Enjoyed it.
Looking forward to having you back again real soon. Thanks, Phyllis. Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen, she's a great lady. Quick break, right back with our good friend Renee Grant Williams. We're going to talk about your voice. When we come back after this message, maybe my voice too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.